It is 13 minutes past 8 a.m., which means it can be time for only one thing, and that is Dictionary of Sydney. We are joined right now in studio by the wonderful Nicole Karma from Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we this morning?
I'm very well, thank
now,
you.
What are we exploring this morning?
We're exploring a very fascinating character. There's many fascinating characters in the Dictionary of Sydney, and this guy is called William Castell.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready. he's a really interesting guy. So William Joseph Castell was his full name, and he was born in Kilkenny in Ireland in 1789,
okay.
A long time ago. To parents, his parents were Peter Castelli, who was a soldier, and Sophia, who was a singer and actress. So he kind of had theatre and music and stuff like that in
worlds.
His blood. Two different worlds,
yeah.
That's right. But also his father also was also in theatre as well.
Okay, cool.
Soldier and theatre. Weird mix.
Why not? Let's go for it.
So he actually began his career as a violinist, a violist, a double bassist, a pianist, and an organist in London.
Because why be an overachiever?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Goodness.
It's one of those things I think you kind of would want to specialize in multiple things and have the best shot at employability at the time. But
very employable.
Yes. And it was in 1826 actually that he fled London.
Oh.
And he fled his creditors, so he was in debt. He also fled his wife at the time, Susanna, and their four children. And he
That's
went to
nice.
France in the company of his mistress, Ellen Jones, already very controversial, if debt wasn't bad enough.
Uh-huh.
And he worked as a music master. And then it was in 1831 and he assumed the name of Cavendish, because why not? And it's a great name. And described himself as an artist and set sail for Mauritius.
This guy is
extraordinary
around
travels.
The world.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
and this was, he was accompanied by a woman called Mrs. Mary Cecil. So
is this a new woman?
This is, yes. Well, officially listed as his sister, but actually in real life was his de facto spouse.
Oh, wow.
And this narrative actually prevailed for the rest of his life, this idea that Mary and William were brother and sister.
Oh.
Anyway, so they eventually arrived. They got to Sydney in the end.
After a long journey.
After a long journey in January 1833 and... that was with Mary.
Okay.
And he established a dance academy on Macquarie Street and styled himself as Mr. Cavendish de Castell.
Okay.
Another assumed name.
Okay.
Changing his name a lot. It was easy to do back then, I think. And he hosted dance events at his residence and academy on Macquarie Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one masquerade that I want to share a description of this masquerade in. It was in the Sydney Monitor newspaper. The newspapers are always a great way of getting an idea, a picture. And they said, all the fashionables of Australia were present. Elegance in all its pleasing shapes and the most refined hilarity reigned throughout the evening.
Oh, ho, ho.
I wonder what the most refined hilarity looks like.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
I'm assuming big dresses.
Yeah.
Lots of pink.
And
I
lots
don't know.
Of laughing, apparently, and amusement.
Clinking of champagne glasses.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
And so Castell was actually, you know, throughout his life, he was embroiled in a number of dubious business ventures and sex scandals. I think kind of get rich quick schemes and stuff like that. But things took a turn for the worse. And it was on the 26th of January, 1839. We know it as Australia Day. But at the time, it was known as Anniversary Day.
Okay.
He and Mary actually drowned when their boat capsized off Bradley's Head.
Oh, what a tragic end.
During the regatta, which was an annual event for Anniversary Day. And it was always such a big event on Sydney Harbour.
Yeah.
So they drowned. And again, the Sydney Gazette, this is another newspaper of the time, dramatically reported on the incident, again describing them as brother and sister. So that even after their deaths.
Mm.
And this is apparently they reported, and this is a quote, he was seen to make towards her as she floated away. And the last words which he was heard to utter were, Mary, dear, don't be afraid. I'll hold you up.
Oh, how poetic. Oh, my God. This is like the Titanic.
It is. It is. And, but what an extraordinary life and career and a tragic end. And really another interesting fact, just to finish off, but Castell's 1833 manuscript is actually at the State Library of New South Wales.
Oh, wow.
And it contains a number of dances, quadrilles, I think they're called. And one's titled Currie Jong, which I think means Currajong.
Mm.
and Woolloomooloo. And oh, wow. It's possibly the earliest known example of a settler Australian musical composition to survive from the colonial times. So there we go.
What a life.
Fun fact.
Oh my goodness. What a life. I love this guy. An interesting lie to lead.
Yeah.
Being your brother and sister slash spouses. That's a hard one to explain sometimes to people. Where can people go to find out a bit more information?
Dictionaryofsydney.org.
Amazing. Nicole, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Nicole Karma there from the Dictionary of Sydney. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. 2scr.com.